asked everybody last night, I said, are you guys going to show up? And they said, you know it. You tell the story. You tell the whole damn world. I said, you know it. You tell the story. You tell the whole damn world. This is
I like this place.
Aaron Rodgers is officially a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yes.
He decided to announce on Friday that he was going to be joining the Pittsburgh Steelers. I wonder why then, why now, and how long has he been in the decision of becoming a Pittsburgh Steeler? He's making $10 million guaranteed, 13.65 salary, 19.5 maximum value with another $5.85 million in incentive. That team, I think they're thinking with one weapon like DK Metcalf, which they brought in for $30 million, with one quarterback that can maybe operate this offense that Arthur Smith wants to be able to operate. If we can keep TJ Watt, which they're still going to have to figure out, we're a team that can contend. We're above 500 with absolute crap on the offensive side of the ball. If Aaron can come in here and matriculate the ball down the field and eat up some clock, make smart choices, not have any turnovers, the Pittsburgh Steelers are dancing in the playoffs yet again. And once they get in the playoffs, who knows, especially with how good their defense is.
A lot of people talking about all his nervous tics, seemingly, before he does his kick. He has the helmet in the fix of the hair one. He has the socks where he fixes his socks and his cleats. The helmet one was the one that really drew a lot of attention because he doesn't have a lot of hair that's fixable, so every time he would touch his helmet, then do this, and then he would do it again. Is it time? Nope, not time yet. Let me go ahead and do this. I think he gives it one more go. Yeah, and then one more. I think he probably does something of this nature before every single kick. I used to lick my fingers before I punted because I didn't want to drop the ball. And I guess it was kind of a nervous tick because I would feel if my fingertips were dry. And if they were dry at all, my immediate thought was like, oh, fuck, I'm about to fumble this ball. It's not just in football. It happens in other sports as well. Obviously, golf. We have the video of Harmon. He does the waggles, which really became a part of the conversation. We all remember what Jason Kidd used to do before every single free throw. It's also in baseball before guys enter the batter's box. There's a lot of stuff with the gloves and the tape and everything, just trying to make sure everything feels perfect for you to go and execute your job.
Now, a massive, massive, massive bag has been dropped.
Oh, wow.
In the city of Seattle. Ooh. Sam Darnold signs a 3-year deal worth close to $100 million. 30-something for Sam Darnold with the Seahawks per year. Still only 27 years old. He'll be 30 when this one's up. Be able to do another deal if he continues the ball. There's a new era in Seattle with the Seahawks and McDonald, and Sam Darnold is going to be the one leading it as the quarterback. Obviously had a career rebirth in 2024 with the Minnesota Vikings, where he was on like a 9-year or $10 million deal. Now he gets rewarded for it. Schefter is reporting it's a 3-year, $110.5 million contract, including $55 million guaranteed. Whatever the case, congratulations to Sam Darnold. But everybody's waiting on a man who was on, I think, his own beach on Tuesday night, captured by paparazzi with a long lens. Seems like he was contemplating a lot of things. I think that is currently what he is in the middle of. Do I want to play still? Does he want to commit to another year? Did the Jets situation make him want to play football and prove himself? Or did the Jets situation make him say, I don't know if I want to go through all that again? We don't know still at this point if Aaron wants to play. Now, you got a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers people saying, please give us an answer, because the way it's being reported, when I saw these photos, I'm like, this is a massive decision for him.